Historical fiction fans often encountered novels of staggeringly heroic World War II rescue efforts, of people helping children escape across borders, people creating fake documents to evade the Gestapo, and others hiding in basements and attics and barns. Sometimes these ordinary people doing what they can be found in the quietest places, like a library. Janet Skessley and Charles's latest novel, The Paris Library, introduces us to Frenchwoman Odile Suchet. She loves everything about books and libraries. She's memorized the Dewey Decimal System. She even loves the way books smell. In 1939, Odile's life is practically perfect. She has landed her dream job at the American Library in Paris, and she's met a charming French police officer. When the Nazis march in and occupy Paris, however, everything changes for Odile. Libraries are targeted for banned books and given lists so they can cull the stacks of offensive materials. Jews are forbidden entry, and some libraries are closed. But the American Library in Paris is determined to stay open and continues to arrange delivery to people no longer allowed inside, as well as sending away targeted reading materials instead of destroying them. During the coming years, tragic events impact Odile's life. The imprisonment of her twin brother, the internment of a beloved library mentor, and at the end of the war, she learns of a devastating betrayal that makes it impossible for her to stay in France. She marries an American soldier and moves to Montana, where she lives many lonely years as an outsider. In 1983, writing a report about France, 13-year-old Lily knocks on her reclusive neighbor's door. She's curious about Odile's life and why she left France, but Odile rarely speaks of her past. The novel wonderfully weaves together 1940s World War II Paris and 1980s small-town Montana. It's fascinating to see Odile's World War II struggle in Paris up close through her own terrifying experiences, as well as Lily's far-sighted view, what she's learned in history class. As readers, we see the war with both a short and a long lens, history lived and subsequently cleaned up a little bit, and viewed from decades in the future. This is an extraordinary story of love, sacrifice, betrayal, and forgiveness for both Odile and Lily. It explores emotional realities through a love of the written word, through the deeply human need for books and stories. Together, the two storylines provide wonderful insight into relationships and friendships that transcend time and place. Most importantly, the novel helps us see that things are often not what they seem. And it's a beautiful blend of fact and fiction. The author, Janet Skessley and Charles, worked at the American Library in Paris as a programs manager in 2010. This is where she first discovered the stories of the brave librarians who fought the Germans the only way they could, with nothing more than books. You can find the Paris Library on the shelves at both the Park City Library and the Summit County Library. This is Kirsten Nilsson, historical fiction fanatic and children's librarian at the Summit County Library.